Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
With you weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for hanging out on this Tuesday morning. Licking our wounds a little bit as far as the NFL goes. It's been a rough start. We're heading into week number three. But week number four in college football is here. Now from Fox Sports, our guy Chris Felica. At Chris Felica, you follow him on X and you watch him every single weekend. Bear, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I fortunately steered clear of a lot of the NFL carnage. I hated the card this week, and like the only real bet that I made was the Titans team total under 16.5. And then of course you're down 33-16 with 2.5 minutes to go when you have no chance of scoring. Why not kick a field goal to cut the lead from 33-16 to 33-19? Because we all know you're going to recover two onside kicks in the final 2.5 minutes. So yeah, that was my NFL real bet this week. But yeah, I think I did a lot better than other people who are on the wrong side of a lot of crap.
We were talking yesterday about trying to figure out the top of the college football mountain, and depending on how you ask the question, you could get a different answer, right? Who's the best team? Who's the highest power-rated team? Who would you bet to win the title? Those could all be different questions with different answers, but I guess let's stick to this, and you take it wherever you want. Who's the most complete team through 3 weeks? Who do you think it is?
I think the most complete team, when you look at offense, defense, special teams, and kind of look at the wins that they have and how they've looked, I hate saying it, but I think it's Miami. I know Ohio State has their supporters, but their offense did not look good at all against Texas. Now, granted, Texas has one of the best defenses in the country, But I think if you look at what Miami has done up front on both sides of the ball, Carson Beck has been everything that we were told he was going to be during the offseason. The win against Notre Dame is still a good win. I don't care that they're 0-2. They're still a very good, highly power-rated type team. And they took care of the national darling last week, USF, in dominant fashion. And now you have a chance this week to put the death knell in Florida season. You got a week off before you go to Tallahassee. But I think right now, if you're just taking a snapshot of the season, it's hard to say that Miami wouldn't have a very good case to being that team. And to take it to another level, like, they're still a great bet to win the national title, make the playoff. Like, I still don't think the market is caught up to how good Miami is.
I'm concerned about Mateer, so I'm thinking Oklahoma, because Auburn's in their way to a 5-0 start here. 6.5-point favorite against Auburn. What is your early read on that matchup?
I'm looking for a reason to bet Auburn here. I think Jackson Arnold going back to Norman this week. I think that Auburn defense, last week they had the predictable kind of look-ahead type sleepy spot against South Alabama, but they got it done. The Auburn wide receivers are excellent, and I think they already have a little bit of road toughness in them. that they went to Baylor and beat Baylor in Waco. And I'll be curious to see if Oklahoma's running game can really get it going against a legitimate team, unlike what we saw against Temple. I mean, it would give them all full marks for going on the road to Temple and Paul and just dominating them from the start. But you look at the Michigan game, you look at the opening game of the year, they haven't really run the ball. So maybe if Ott comes back healthy. But I'm looking for every reason to take Auburn plus 6.5. And I'm sure, like everybody else out there, as soon as 7 pops, they're going to jump on it.
If Illinois upsets Indiana, Bear, you're going to be live on the scene in Champaign for an undefeated Illinois-USC game. And they're going to be really excited to get you there after the way we've talked about Illinois on our show. This line, though, I mean, they're basically saying that Illinois and Indiana are equal on a neutral. And as much fun as we have with Illinois on Bear Bets, I don't know that this line is right. And I'm in such a mental pretzel here because we've been making fun of Illinois, but right. I still have Illinois better than Indiana. And I could never quite get to Indiana -5 at home. Where are you at on this one?
Yeah, this will be a game that I will not be betting. I can assure you of that. It does look a little high, but the fact that it does look a little high actually would concern me in a sense that it's high for a reason and they're comfortable going into the game, needing Illinois as a road dog. I can see this. This reminds me a little bit of the Nebraska game last year in Bloomington when everyone was looking to knock Indiana and they hadn't beaten anybody. They don't have any wins. Nebraska, live dog on the road coming there. And Indiana just absolutely annihilated them. I think the one thing we need to look at again, and I know you and I and Jeff have been joking about it on Bear Bets, is the Illinois offensive line. I mean, Duke was in their backfield the entire first half until it just got out of hand in the fourth quarter after all the turnovers. I think Indiana's going to be able to generate a good bit of pressure on Altmyer and that offense. We'll see if they can do it again. If Indiana doesn't turn the ball over, they should win this game. But, again, I'm spooked by Illinois. They got the win against Duke in the turnovers, and they beat us with a late cover last week. So I will not be betting. It's funny. Somebody actually, in reaction to my top 10 out there on Twitter, was like, if we beat USC and Indiana, you're going to finally have us in the top 10? Yeah. Well, what you've done so far is fine. If you've won every game you're supposed to as a favorite, you win these two next games as a dog. Those are the types of games that shape the narrative of your season. So massive 2 weeks coming up for those who believe in Illinois and those who still are a little bit on the fence.
So Florida was a 7.5-point road dog at LSU. We saw the Brian Kelly rant after the game. Don't worry, everyone. He apologized to the reporter. And this week, Florida is a 7.5-point road dog. Now they get to go to Miami. You talked about the Canes, how they're still a little underrated in the market a little bit. What do you think about this number of 7.5?
It concerns me. It reminds me a little bit of what we saw before the game last week there, where we got to 9.5 at LSU, and then the number came down as people wanted to buy potentially low on Florida. And Florida had every chance to win that game. It was just that DJ Lagway continued to turn the ball over and threw 5 picks. I worry about Florida not having the wide receiver type depth to really hurt Miami. Like Lagway is not going to be a dink and dunk kind of guy. Screens underneath, he's going to look to go deep. And with the injuries they have at wide receiver with Baker, and then the portal guys that they brought in not really doing that job, I don't know if it's a great matchup, but if that offensive line can really hold up with Miami, I can see this being another under type game, because I do think Florida's defense is good, and they gave Nussmeier and that LSU offense all the problems in the world last week. The biggest difference with LSU and Miami, though, is Miami has a legitimate running game, and they're going to get Jordan Lyle back this week in addition to Fletcher and Charlie Brown. So if I had to make a play on this game, it would probably be a Florida team total under. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere around 17 or so, and I would look to go under that, because I think that Miami defense is going to have a very, very good time against that Florida offensive line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I get power ratings, not rankings, ratings. These are Vegas numbers, point spread numbers. I get them from multiple bookmakers in Vegas. And the two that I have so far this week, both have Texas on line four. And I can't wait to put my ratings out in a day or two and have Texas maybe on line five. And I'm going to get crucified because Arch Manning's a bust. And that's just, it's that simple. Defensively, though, a lot to like there. Where do you have Texas? I know rankings and ratings are different, right, but is it crazy to think that Texas is still a top five team in the eyes of Vegas?
No, and I think if you look at any of those teams, like say in the top seven, you could jumble them in any order, and there really wouldn't be that much. Like as we saw, Texas, despite Arch not having a great game and their offense struggling, they might have won in Columbus week one. Just had some terrible red zone trips and came up empty on fourth down a couple of times. So defensively, they're great. The only concern I have is Arch is there a look? I know Sark has kind of downplayed the talk chatter about him having an elbow injury, but I heard differently. I've heard that he was not 100% going into that Ohio State game, and now maybe there's a little bit of the yips, and he's a little concerned about an injury and just kind of not. Not that it could be potentially a long-term deal, but he's kind of just make up for not feeling 100%. So, look, they're going to have to get right though when they play Red River in a couple of weeks, because that will their defense will have a challenge that day against Mateer and that Oklahoma offense. So he's going to need to get through this, and I think he will. He's a smart kid, a good kid. But yeah, now, anyone, if you got Texas four or five or even three or whatever, I wouldn't have an issue with that. The team that I would have an issue with, if you have them power rated that highly, and I'm sure we'll have a conversation about this Thursday, and you know where I'm going to go, is Penn State. Like, I don't know what you could have seen from Penn State the first 3 weeks of the season. The only reason you have Penn State that high on your rankings is because you thought they would be good before the year started. I mean, they played with their food against two overmatched opponents the last couple of weeks. Aller has been as pedestrian as we've known that he's been the previous couple of years. They have had trouble finishing drives, settling for a lot of field goals against nobodies. They get a week off this week, and then they get Oregon coming to town for the whiteout on the 27th, in a game that we're going to find out a lot more about both teams. So we'll see if Penn State. What do you think of Penn State 3.5 in that game?
Yeah, maybe four. We'll see. We could be surprised with a four or 4.5. We'll find out, right?
Yep.
But I'm looking at these numbers right now. One guy's got Penn State third. Another one's got them second. So that's how they feel. I mean, they have a high power rating, but they haven't played to it. And I wonder, do they just not care yet? I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just trying to see the logic there.
That's a perfectly reasonable expectation. When you're playing against overmatched, it's hard to get motivated and excited. But at the same time, I will say for teams like Oklahoma playing Temple, Miami playing Bethune-Cookman, Alabama against the nobody that they had before was kind of like these teams that we think are really good have gone out and taken care of business against overmatched teams and left no doubt, whereas that Penn State had trouble completing a pass against Villanova at times, and then the FIU game, which I think was, what, 24-0 in the fourth quarter before they put on a couple of late scores. So we'll see. Again, nothing Penn State does outside of Ohio State and Oregon truly matters.
All right, a couple more minutes here with the Bear. Chris Felico, Fox Sports, Joe O, Sammy P. And all three of us are in a good position early on with the Heisman Trophy odds. But we were throwing out the idea, okay, if we were going to add, if we were looking to strengthen our position a little bit, is there someone with a little bit of value? Like I threw out the idea of my Ava, Sam brought up Morton over at Texas Tech. Is there anybody down the board that you think, you know, with the schedule, opportunities to impress, where maybe you would take a look-see?
The trouble is, if you're looking at, like, the Marcel Reed number, obviously, is gone after the win at Notre Dame, but I just see a lot of those SEC teams finishing 9-3 or so, and if you have a Dante Moore or a Carson Beck that goes 11-1 or 12-0 and they win their respective leagues, are you really going to give it to Mateer if OU goes 9-3 or A&M goes 9-3? Like, Garrett Nussmeier isn't fully healthy. Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, like that defense, I think there are more questions now with Georgia after that win than there were going into it, because I thought their defense might actually have turned a corner, but clearly they got problems in the back seven. But the bet that I would make right there is Dante Moore, and I talked about it on Big Noon last week. I think he was 14-1 on Saturday. Now he's come down a little bit, but if they go to Penn State and win, you're going to see him probably plus 700, plus 750. Right there with Carson Beck, because they're going to be a significant favorite in every single game the rest of the year. So we'll find out. DeCorian Moore, their wide receiver, I heard suffered a hip pointer at practice yesterday, so we'll see. He probably won't play against the Beavers this weekend, and hopefully he'll be back for Penn State. That would be a big loss if they didn't have him next week in Happy Valley. But I think between the bets that we us three have on Carson Beck, and then I picked up Mateer with a couple of bonus bets right after the Michigan game, and obviously didn't get the best price, but I think we're probably in a pretty good spot right now. We'll see.
We got like 30 seconds, Bear. We asked you a bunch of sides. Is there a side that you're on, you know, you're going to bet as we get closer to kickoff?
I'm looking to bet Auburn. I'm looking to bet potentially Nebraska, and I hate myself for that. Nebraska losers of what, 30 straight games against ranked teams or whatever the hell it is. And I like Rutgers on Friday night. That Iowa offense on the road is not going to be a pretty sight. So yeah, three dogs there. I think I'm looking to get on right now.
All right, good stuff. The Bear, Chris Felica, check him out at Fox Sports. Check out Bear Bets, and you can hear Sammy P on there as well. Bear, maybe next time we'll squeeze in some Survivor talk. Nothing to talk about so far. No. Sam's the only one that's
not
out.
Not at all. Thanks, Giants.
Yes, thank you so much. The Bear, Chris Felica, Joe O, Sammy P. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.